Hello, hello world. It's Nikki. I am back. It has the last time I recorded says it was April 8th of last year. So we're going on almost a year exactly. Life has been fucking crazy. Between work, my own health, other people's health, other people's addictions, family, things getting better, but something's getting worse, you know, like basic life shit. But I used to think it was just me, but I think there's something. I don't know if we're like in the middle of a fucking dimensional shift or like what's going on, but I feel like a lot more people are realizing that, you know, the 9-to-5 rat race, you know, like live for the weekend, and you know, if somebody disrespects you or treats you like shit, like put a smile on your face and forget, you know, like all these things that were just indoctrinated to believe, you know, through school and old society and all this shit. And I think people are just sick of it, you know, they're tired of it. And, I mean, I think that's even with, like, the drugs and stuff that are out now, like fentanyl, then I heard about this new thing called the Natzine that it kills you, like, 20 times faster than fentanyl. Like, for people to like OD constantly and then keep doing the shit, like, you know you're gonna die. So like, if you're suicidal, why don't you just do it, you know? And if you're not, and I can't even say that because I know how hard it is to fucking get help, you know what I mean? Like, I had to get arrested to get help, you know? I'm thankful for it all the time, you know? The points of my license aren't fucking happy about it, but, you know, that's an easy thing. So really, the last year, I don't know what I said in what podcast, you know, my episodes, and I said this from the beginning, were really going to be streams of consciousness, just whatever was going on, you know. Sometimes I would think of something, pick up my phone, record. I don't know what the hell is coming out of my mouth, you know what I mean? I might look back. I don't even want to go back and listen. Some of it would probably be so fucking cringe. I was diagnosed with ADHD, which is fucking amazing. Like, I'm 45 years old, you know what I mean? Like, who gets ADHD at 45 years old? But supposedly that is quite common nowadays, so whatever. But, yeah, I've had a lot of health issues, and I don't know what I had said again in previous podcasts, and I wasn't going to go back and listen to, I don't know how many hours of podcasts to find out what is known, what's not known, what have you. So I'm just gonna try to just basically say what my the main health issue is right now, that's affecting everything in my body, that was making me sick back then. I just didn't know it. Now I know it. Physical problem has been fixed, but now I have to take care of myself, and it can take months or years to get healthy, and the thought of it is enough to just, you know, drive someone insane. And sometimes I go absolutely crazy. Sometimes I just sleep for days and days. But I think that's too, it's kind of like a health thing. I don't know how much depression it is. My depression and I did for years until this past August, I did have I couldn't cry for years. No matter what. Like, the worst thing could happen, I couldn't cry. And then my oldest cat, Declan, passed away in August. And I think I cried every tear that was built up for, you know, I think it was 2-3 years I couldn't cry. I just cried all day, all night, you know. He passed away at 4:45 on a Saturday. So even when I stopped crying every day, every Saturday at 4:45, it'd be hysterical. You know, I was just, I'm still not over it. And, you know, you shouldn't get over it. You know what I mean? I think that's the wrong way to put it. But that's what people say. You know, you get over it, get over it. I'm not going to get over it. You know, I love him. You know, he was like my baby. So, not like he was my baby. So, anyway, the thing that was making me sick, the current apartment I live in is a basement apartment. I do live in New York, so no, I don't have $5,000 a month for a 2-bedroom apartment. So I'm in a basement apartment, and even in the first week I moved in, we had a bad snowstorm or rainstorm or something, and my room like flooded. So I went over to like change the kettle or something, and I like, you know, stepped over, and it was just like water just coming up. So the first time that happened, the landlord had like a carpet cleaning place come in and clean it, but that's not the issue. The issue, and I do think he's fucking retarded, but that's, I know that's not, I'm not a politically correct person, so if you're looking for that, I'm not your girl. I grew up talking like that, it's just kind of in my thing. I don't mean it in a negative way, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't call a person, you know, that has a lower IQ, you know, a retard. I say it about people that are, it's like synonymous with an asshole, you know what I mean? That's how I mean it. So no disrespect, but that word will come out of my mouth because that's how I think of some people. Just like I will say cunt, bitch, like that's just the way I am, and I'm not gonna apologize for it. So anyway, this dumbass, the people who lived here before me, supposedly, it was a husband and wife and the kid. And there's like, I don't know, like 6-7 stairs to go up to get to like the top level, right? So like you leave my door, you have to go up like 6-7 steps. And then you're like, you know, and it's on like the side of the house. So you're on the sidewalk, so to speak. And then you go through the fence and you're out. And the story is that she was on an oxygen tank or some shit, and they left because she couldn't climb the stairs anymore with the oxygen tank. I kind of thought it was bullshit to begin with, but, you know, I was ignorant to a lot of things. Obviously I've been here 5 years, and it's not because I've been here for 5 years, it's because I just didn't look into certain things. And not only that, but even when I found out, you know, what mold and mold toxicity and being, you know, exposed to mold can do to a person, I had no idea. I had no idea. So it was just ignorance. And not only that, but again, a 2-bedroom in New York, you know, I can't get my mother to move, and I'm not gonna leave her. I take care of her. I'm not leaving her. So, you know, keep those comments to yourself. I don't give a fuck. But, you know, so I'm stuck here, and, you know, it's affordable. Everything's included. I don't have the money to pay $4,000 or $5,000 for a 2-bedroom. It's just not happening. And now, So, I'm sorry. Let me go back. So, we've been here for 5 years. My room had flooded the first time, and then he had the carpet cleaners come in. But again, it's mold. I got mold tests. It was black mold, orange mold, like every type of fucking mold there is. And I was just getting like mold killers. I was trying to get all the, you know, like humidity and like wetness out of the air. I was trying, but I didn't really look into what it can do to the human body. And then probably like, I think it was 2-3 years ago, I started noticing a lot of like neurological things with me. My memory, my sense of time, you know, you could tell me something, I won't remember a minute later. You know, I had to start writing everything down in notes because I could not remember anything. And people, you know, like my ex-boyfriend will make fun of me because he's like, you know, write your fucking passwords down, because every time you go into like Netflix, you have to change your fucking password, you know? It's like, well, I don't remember. And then I do the thing that you're not supposed to do, and I try to use the same password for everything, but then sometimes I don't, and I don't remember, and then I have to fucking change it again. So, anyway. But it was really starting to get to me. And then, thank God, I was working for an ophthalmologist, like a big ophthalmologist conglomerate that's taken over New York. But they have a lot of specialists. So they have retinal specialists, they have neuro specialists, you know, things that you wouldn't necessarily put together with ophthalmology. And when I started working there, this crazy case of like vertigo just kicked in. I always had like dry eye, and when I would go out into the sun, like I would just start crying, and I would just joke around about it, like, oh, I'm a vampire, and you know, I can't handle any light. I get migraines every day. That's been going on for a long time, so like, you know, that's not what bothered me. But what bothered me was when I started to work there, I literally, you know, go walk down the hall and walk into a wall, you know. And I swear to God, at the time, I was not high. I was 100% sober. And it was fucking scary. And then I, you know, I would stop and like, okay, I can't walk, obviously, because I'm going to bust my ass. And while I'm standing there, everything just started, like, moving around and, you know, it was like being in one of those, like, rooms where, like, the floor becomes the ceiling and all of that. It was wild. So, you know, I told my my supervisor and everything, and they set me up with, like, every different specialist there was. So, eventually, the neuro-ophthalmologist set me up with a actual neurologist. And I explained to the neurologist, not only, she said, okay, you have vertigo, and she gave me medication for vertigo. And I'm like, okay, but that's not the only thing that's going on. So, of course, we did 20,000 fucking tests. Didn't get an answer for anything. And then, but I was still just feeling really, really sick. And I've known people, you know, I had a boyfriend that had MS. I had, you know, friends that had MS. And I had kind of seen, like, there certain things deteriorating, you know, like, one of my friends, like, basically went blind, you know, so I was aware of, like, certain things, and so for a while I thought I had MS. It was like, then I would kind of feel better, then it would get worse, and so anyway, like, I don't really watch TV. I watch YouTube and listen to music, like, 24 hours a day. But I was getting ready one morning, and I hadn't searched for it. I hadn't looked for it. Nothing like that. It was the weirdest fucking thing. And a video popped up, and it was about this woman who had mold toxicity. And I'm like, well, it sounds interesting, I'll watch it, you know. And everything she's saying in this fucking video is like, I could have written it myself. So she was talking about going to a functional doctor, which I didn't really get what that, she wasn't saying what it meant, so I really wasn't understanding what she was saying. Of course, I go to my primary. They want to send me to 40 different specialists, even like an infectious disease specialist. They wouldn't even see me. So, winds up, there's mold. You only have to be exposed to mold for 24 to 48 hours for it to affect you for months, years, etc. Some people it doesn't affect at all. Other people it just leaves their system right away. But there's like a certain type of test, like a gene test or something like that. It's people who have like a certain type of gene that when you're exposed, even for 24 to 48 hours, it can turn into something called, I want to say SARS, and it's not SARS. I don't know why I keep thinking SARS. SIRS. It's C-I-R-S. So it's basically just stands for Chronic Inflammatory Response Syndrome. So what it does is that the mold toxicity, your immunity system just freaks the fuck out, and it's always on high alert. So anything that comes at you, even stuff that's not coming at you, it just sees everything as an issue. So you're constantly inflamed, everything hurts, you know, like you're in pain all the time. It's just every system in your body just is affected by this, you know. So you have to change your diet. There's a whole bunch of things. But regular doctors, even specialists, don't see it as a thing, which I don't understand. And then you have these homeopathic doctors that do, and they have protocols and things like that. But, of course, it's not covered by insurance in the United States. And it's about $400 a visit. Then, once you start their protocols, you know, it's $200 for a vitamin IV drip, and then it's this much for supplements, and it's this much for this, and this much, you know, you have to get like a binder. A binder basically is just like this pill. It's like activated charcoal, bentonite clay, something along those lines that you take, and it binds the toxins in your system. And then you have to flush it out of your system. So a lot of it is, you know, drinking water, things like that. You have to change your diet. No mushrooms, because it's a fungus, all right? So you don't want to put anything like that in your body. No starches, sugars, shit like that. But you also have to, when you start taking the binders and everything, you get super, super sick. Because it's just all, you know, it's not like in different parts of your body, it's like it's in your blood, so you're just super sick. But during that time, you have to take like 45 minute baths, like detox baths. So you would take a bath in Epsom salt with magnesium and then baking soda. So I did that. I also use like a magnesium spray, but I'm still super fucking sick. Like, you know, it's hard to keep up, you know. I couldn't see a homeopathic doctor, so I just kind of took things that I was hearing different people say help them, different parts of different protocols that seemed logical. And I made my own protocol. However, when you're this sick, and, you know, sometimes you can't wake up for 2 days. And I mean, like, you cannot wake up. It's not like you wake up and you don't want to be bothered and you go back to sleep. It's people are shaking you, your phone's ringing, your alarm clock going off, and you cannot fucking wake up. And if you do open your eyes and try to talk, nothing comes out. Like, it's fucking bad. Like, the circadian rhythms are completely off. So I'll be up for 2-3 days, and then I'll pass out for 2 days, then I'll be normal for a little while. It's just, so in that situation, it's hard to keep up on the supplements and the detoxes and this and that. Not to mention, like I said before, it can still take months to years to completely clean yourself out of, you know, just mold toxicity. And that's really if you've been exposed for a short period of time. I've been exposed for 5 fucking years. You know what I mean? Like, it's serious. So, I was working from home, and, I just wasn't, like, getting things, you know, like, I'm typically, you know, not typically, I am, like, very sharp, a quick learner, you know, when it comes to work, I'm usually, like, at the top, you know, helping the most people, doing the most sales, whatever it is, and there was just things, like, I wasn't getting certain things, and, you know, I could feel myself, like, slowing down, and of course I went to the doctor, and it was just, go to this specialist, go back to the neurologist, do this, do that, and I just got sick of it. So, my brother, who, if you don't know the history, my brother and I, our relationship was not good, for a very long time. But he would come over to see my mother, and then I don't remember what happened. Oh my God, that's horrible. I do remember what happened. He and I have different fathers. His father passed away. So I called him, and I said, you know, all this is kind of bullshit. You know, a lot of it is you looking at me like the 16 to 20-year-old crazy person, you know, and then the drug addict, and then this, and that, you know, like, I'm 45, like, you're 50-something, like, we just have to be fucking adults and get over this. So, our relationship has gotten better. So anyway, I was not doing well at all, and I was in my room, and he came, he saw my mother, and he was like, what? Yes, always, we keep a very clean house. I'm kind of like a germaphobe, so when I do have energy and I'm awake, I'm scrubbing every fucking thing I see with something, you know what I mean? Like, I'm wiping the walls down. I'm a lunatic when it comes to this shit. And he's like, it smells like so musty and, like, nasty down here. He's like, what the fuck? So, my mother tells him, you know, I don't know, but, you know, Eustace is really fucking sick, and this is what she heard, and, you know, we just told the landlord, because, like, 4 days before that or something, my room had flooded again, and we told him, and he did nothing, like, not even shot back it up, nothing, right? So, my brother, who's been in construction and, you know, all those types of things his entire life, came in my room, and I just, you know, I can't take light, so I had to put, like, pillows and stuff over my eyes, and he turned my main light on so you could actually see in my room, and he flipped the fuck out, and he was like, hell no. He's like, this entire fucking place needs to be gutted. He's like, you have mold everywhere. You cannot sleep in this room. He's like, the cats shouldn't be in this room. The room needs to be fucking, like, this place should be torn down. So, he's kind of, like, arguing with my mother. I don't know. For some reason, I think it's because, you know, the rent's cheap here, and my mother doesn't, you know, want me to have to pay $4,000 or $5,000 for a 2-bedroom. So, she's like, oh, don't say anything. You know, he'll kick us out and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, you know, my brother and I just like, okay, then we can sue him and, you know, like, whatever. But, my brother went upstairs, and my brother is now a born-again Christian. He was not always that way, and just genetically, he looks like he's gonna rob you. He looks like a gang member, tattoos everywhere, and he's, like, kind of short, but, like, super stocky, like, muscular, and just his voice is, like, if you didn't know him, you'd be scared of him, because he sounds, you know, like he's a little unhinged, and, like, he's yelling at you, but he's not. So, he went upstairs. He's up there probably for about an hour. He comes downstairs with the landlord, shows him everything, and he's like, I want everything redone immediately. Immediately. He's like, I want the floor brought up, the walls gutted, everything gutted. It has to be treated for mold. Everything has to be killed. And then, like, if it's gonna keep fucking, like, you know, the water's gonna come in, you have to put tile down. Like, no rug, none of this bullshit. So, right now, I am in a brand new bedroom. It's beautiful. And actually wound up doing my mother's room as well and the hallway. He had to do my mother's room because, again, my brother's not stupid and neither am I, but long story, but my mother would not let me talk to my landlord. She would only let my brother do it because, well, whatever, it's a mother or something. And he told him, you know, this is a legal apartment. You have to put in a recess window, which is basically like a window when you're in a basement apartment. It has to open big enough so the person can get out and then, like, climb up, you know, I don't know, six stairs or whatever to get out. There was, like, a small window that was, like, almost, it was basically to the ceiling. There was no way anybody was getting out of here. So, redid my mother's room, painted it, and the whole new closet, everything's new. So, that's great because before that, when I was still, you know, he did it very quickly. Even, like, he said he was going to do my bedroom first, because my mother didn't have any mold, and she wasn't having any effects from it. So, my room he was going to do right away, and then my mother's room he was going to do sometime, like, the summer, early spring, summer, but he wound up doing it all at once. So, it's been hell, because couldn't sleep in my room for, you know, 2 weeks, and blah, 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 it's just the whole thing. But, on top of that, I was working for a position with that you could not have anybody around you. It dealt with the military and healthcare. Therefore, anybody in the room while you're working is a HIPAA violation. So I explained to them, A, I'm very sick. B, I'm going to have construction going on for weeks. So, you know, I told them, you know, can I take time off without getting paid? Like, what, you know, and there was no back and forth. Like, they weren't saying anything, you know, so I didn't know what was going on, you know, during the construction. And then the construction started on a Monday. By that Friday, the agency called me and they said, oh, the supervisor said that, you know, we need to let you go because you haven't been calling in every day to call out for the day. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So, I don't know. Everybody around me, not everybody, but, like, some people I know are, like, sue happy and want me to, like, you know, sue for, you know, it's so ridiculous. No reason to fire me whatsoever. Like, I explained the situation. Either you should have said from the beginning, no, you can't take that much time off, or can you go work somewhere else, or something. Like, there was no back and forth. And if I'm telling you it's going to take, like, 2 fucking weeks, and I need that much time off, why the fuck am I going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to tell you I'm not coming to work that day. Bitch, I ain't coming in for a while. You know what I mean? Like, you already know that. So, whatever. I just fucking let it go. But, the last, especially like the last 2 months, which is being super sick and all of that has been rough. But the good thing now is, everybody agrees on the fact that when you're exposed to mold, and you do get sick, you can't even begin to get better, regardless of what detoxes, protocols, doesn't matter what the fuck you're doing. Doesn't matter if you have 20 open windows and air purifier, it doesn't matter. If you're in the presence of mold, you cannot get better or start to get better until it's removed or, you know, removed or you're removed from the situation. So, after 5 years of exposure, the amount of stuff that it's done to me, it sucks. I'm happy that, my apartment is beautiful. It's brand new. It's nicer than a lot of the brand new apartments they're building, but it's not the point. It's like I can't even enjoy it because I feel like shit all the time, and like, I'm 45, but I don't feel 40, maybe it's because I'm, I don't have kids and shit like that. Like, I don't have those, I have financial responsibilities, I take care of my mom, but it's not the same thing. It's not like having a kid. So, it's just, going through all this now at this age, not that it's normal at any age, but it's, I feel like I'm 20. Like, why am I going through this shit? You know what I mean? Like, I had to go through fucking hell and back to get fucking sober, so I get better in one thing and then something else is, it's always fucking something. And then a couple months ago, I had talked previously in the podcast about my cousin, who is... Sorry. My cousin was very deep in his addiction. And I think I told a couple of stories about, him and this chick that he was... I don't know what the fuck they were, but... They would, come over to visit for, dinners or whatever, and they'd fucking pass out in their plate of food, you know what I mean? And I used to get so pissed, don't come over here and disrespect my mother, So he had taken off to Florida, to go be with his kids, and then he came back 3 months later or whatever. We weren't talking, so out of the blue, he calls me. And he's like, guess what? I'm sober. I've been in Florida for 3 months. And I feel great. And, da, da, da. And in the back of my head, I know. 3 months ain't shit. You're not saying what you've been doing. Are you in therapy? Are you fucking going to meetings? Why are you sober? You know what I mean? It turned out that was all bullshit. So he asked me, can I come stay at your place for a couple of days? Which, in the back of my mind, like an idiot, I knew it was basically like him trying to fucking move in. But that's just the way I am, the type of person I am. If somebody needs something, I try to help them out. So, especially, he sounded really good, and I hadn't heard him sound clear-headed and, speaking properly in fucking 30 years. So it was nice, and I wanted to talk to him and see how he was doing. So I had him stay over, and we were up all night talking and stuff. And then out of nowhere, he was like, hey, he's like, oh, you think you could take me to the doctor tomorrow? So of course the flags start fucking going off, and I'm like, yeah. So the next day, took him to the doctor, and he's like, oh, I just gotta stop at the pharmacy quick, and he has seizures. I know his seizures are due from years and years of fucking drug use, but that's besides the point. They do give him medication, including fucking Valium, to help with his seizures. So, you know, I didn't talk to him in months. I didn't know what he was on. I didn't know, you know, I wasn't even asking. I was praying, you know. It was the kid in me just wanted my cousin back, you know. He was like my big brother, and I was like, okay, everything's gonna be okay. I'm not even gonna ask about it. Like, it is what it is. So, that night, that was during the day. That night, he started, like, kind of, like, nodding off a little bit, and I'm like, oh, fuck, you know. I was like, all right, you know, that's happened to me, too, where I get a prescription. Not now, but, you know, when I was using it, I would get a prescription, and I would get, like, a little bit happy with it for, like, the first couple of days, and then I would, like, level out. So, I wake up the next morning, and I have a video of it. I did put it online just to, like, show people, like, what it fucking looks like. But at the time, I didn't know. He was ODing on my couch. So, I had to call the cops, call the ambulance. They're shooting him with fucking Narcan, like, it's going out of style. There's just Narcans, like, all over my floor, and, you know, they had to take him out of here, and a fucking chair. It was just, like, I don't know. It's weird. In all my years of drug use, like, you know, from a teenager into, you know, my 30s, I don't think I've ever been around anybody that, like, OD'd. Like, you know, of course, I've been around people that, you know, nodded out, went to sleep, and woke up fucking whatever later, they were fine. And I've OD'd, but I've never seen somebody that I care about and love OD, you know? And it was scary. Like, seeing, you know, yeah, they gave him, like, 4, 5, 6 fucking, they were all over the place, just Narcans everywhere, and he was not budging. So they flew out of here with him, because I guess they really just thought, like, you know, he was, like, a lost cause. And then after that, I was like, you know, I told my brother, I said, I don't want to talk to him. I was so fucked up in the head. Still bothers me, you know, but, like, to be in that position and, like, you're on the phone and you think he's just gonna die any second, you know, it was like, it was the worst, one of the worst experiences of my fucking life. And, yeah, so I wanted nothing to do with him for a long time. And, finally, he actually wound up on a respirator, the whole shit. He was, like, he was really bad. And then, once he gets off the respirator, he has the nerve to text me and ask me if he can stay here for a couple of days. I was like, get the fuck no. Get into a fucking rehab, dude. I have nothing. I don't even want to look at you. Yeah, so that was just fucking wild. And, you know, I get it. I get the lying, I get the manipulation, I get all that, because that's part of being an addict, but I don't know, I feel like, especially with family, or, like, people who are addicts also, and, like, you have conversations where you both know where you're coming from, and, like, you know, when you lie, and, you know, like, you know each other that well, like, I feel like there's just lines that shouldn't be crossed, you know? And that, like, really fucking killed me. And he eventually did get into, like, a rehab, and he's in a sober house, and he's doing really, really good. But it hasn't been that long, you know? And I don't mean to put that, like, as a but, you know? Like, that he's gonna relapse, but, you know, anybody with an addiction knows that relapse is a part of recovery. It happens. So, you know, he's, has, you know, oh, I don't know, 4 months sober. and thinks that he's, like, running shit, you know? And I'm like, you know how many times I've seen this? I'm like, tell me when you have fucking years. Tell me when you, and even then, it's a matter of seconds between, you know, fucking relapsing and dying, you know? My friend, that happened to my friend. He went into, you know, a thing with the military where they got him clean and all that. And he was there for 7 months, clean and sober. Came home, he was dead 2 days later, you know? And, like, you just never know. But it's like, if you're not constantly working on yourself and working on staying sober and all that, then the chances of you relapsing and fucking up are 100,000 times more because you're not working any. Like, I don't like to say working the program. If you're into AA and NA and all that stuff, great. I did that. I have nothing really good to say about it. When I was going to AA, and this was years and years and years ago. This is before you got sober and stuff. But, I was going to meetings, and, you know, the second A is anonymous. Well, let me tell you, at least the groups I was in, there was nothing fucking anonymous about it, because as soon as I got off a leave and went back to work, people were like, oh, Nick, my cousin saw you at such and such meeting. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, it's not for me. I think, sorry about that, guys. I got a phone call. Been like 42 minutes anyway, so I was trying to pack in a year into this reintroduction of myself. I'm sorry, my brain is not as functional as it used to be, so I'm not even positive where I left off. But I just wanted to say, if you're a returning listener, thank you so much. I did change the name of the podcast just because I felt that, you know, my mind on psych meds for 20 plus years, which it was called, was a pigeonholing, and I would say in the description, as it says, I'm going to talk about whatever I want to talk about, whether it's, you know, health, addiction, depression, mental health, politics, I don't care, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. But I also want feedback as to what you guys want me to talk about, and at this point in my life, the reason why I changed it to the idea of the phoenix rising out of the ashes is because that's kind of been the story of my life, my entire life. It's like I get buried and then I just have to fight my way back out. So, and that's what I'm doing right now. So, that is why that has been changed. If you would like to email me, I'm going to put it in the description. It might already be there, but I will just say it is Nikki, my name, NIKKI, mental, MENTAL, like mental health, and then the numbers 1130 at gmail.com. So it's Nikki Mental 1130 at gmail.com. You know, I know with the Spotify, I have to get caught up on it because it's changed. When I was doing it back in the day, it was Anchor a year ago. So I don't know all the things communication-wise. But I will be putting up polls. If you have any feedback, please let me know. And if you need any other information, you have any other ideas, if you want to speak to me about anything else, please, again, just send an email to NikkiMental1130 at gmail.com, and I'll be sure to get back to you. Thank you so much for listening. please share. Give this 5 stars if you think that is what it deserves. I'm putting myself out there, and it's not an easy thing to do, but it's always been my life mission to express myself, but also to, more so help other people who are going through different things. It doesn't have to be mental health issues, it doesn't have to be physical health issues, it doesn't have to be addiction, it could be, problems or relationships, like whatever, I'm open to talking about anything. So that's what I want this podcast to be about. Figuring out, I don't have a studio, I don't know when or if, that's like a future thing. Like, I have to get a lot of shit together before that will happen. But even just with the voice podcast, I'm hoping to sooner or later get some guests to talk about different things, whether it's just their life experience or what have you. Maybe some debates, we'll get funky with it. I know I'm sorry, I do say too much, but my brain is not functioning properly. I can't say that enough. I'm sorry, it drives me fucking crazy too. But thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Again, please leave me your feedback. Please, leave the rating. Answer any polls. Email me if you need to. And please stay safe. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I've missed you guys. And I'll talk to you soon. All right. Take care. Bye.